This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. You need a yen to make your mark if you want to make fun. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. If you'd like to call us, Dr. Shula's with us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. Shuley, are you blessed?
Good morning.
Can you imagine waking up and going to work with a bunch of grumpy people? I can't imagine how awful that would be.
Would not go.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, Dr. Shuley, I remember when the boss would say, okay, Vinny, you're in charge. You know, he would be off for the day. And he'd say, you're in charge tomorrow, and you can do whatever you want, but don't fire Bob. and you know, I guess that had to do with the equivalent of, you know, if someone, if you don't think someone's doing his job, and you don't think someone's a team player, and not happy and grumpy, and, you know, you might want to fire them. So I guess maybe it's a good thing I didn't have pink slips in my pocket. I would dispense them wherever I went. I would dispense them in stores, you know, at grumpy people who are supposed to be working for the customers, who, you know, are annoyed at the customers. There are grumpy people everywhere. And it must be awful to have that outlook on life. I guess that's what I'm saying. And I'm glad that I don't have that outlook. And I'm glad that the people that I hang out with don't have a sour outlook.
You're right on, as usual.
Let me ask you, Dr. Shuley. I was thinking about people that get banged up. And, you know, it's a great way to have your children get banged up, and that would be to play high school sports. Specifically, specifically football, right? And maybe wrestling, maybe soccer, you know, to name a few. And so what do you think about brain injuries with high school sports and the long-term effects of being banged up, you know, while we're still growing, Dr. Shuley, even middle school?
Well, you know, interestingly, my father, who was a great football fan, never missed a home team, would not let me play football, because he didn't want me to hurt my brain or my spinal cord. And, of course, by the time I got through medical school and neurosurgical training, I didn't want my kids to play football for the same reason. No, I think it's a horrible sport. I think it should be banned. It's one of the worst things in the world for your brain.
Mm-hmm. So are we saying to those parents and grandparents who are paying attention in class today that, you know, it's fun to watch games, but those guys out there on the field can get really hurt and have long-term damage in their, maybe in their memory, in their ability to concentrate, in their ability to even hold down a job later on as a result of you know, playing these sports? Is that what we're saying, Dr. Shuler?
That is exactly what we're saying. And Vince, I had two situations in my own clinic for, you know, teenagers who actually had a small crack, fortunately, just a break in the bone, in the cervical spine, and both of their parents were horrified and objected to my saying they should never be allowed on a football field again. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow. Wow. So they were annoyed with you for giving them advice to protect their child?
You know, that in addition to those people who are sour, there are those who are stupid.
Dr. Shealy, then, so here's the question. Do you remember in your practice of so many years since the 1960s, do you remember a lot of people not taking your common sense advice and end up being hurt as a result of that? Is this something that you...
No question about it. I mean, Vince, I can tell you, let's look at the fact that I've worked with 40,000 patients in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I would say conservatively that 15,000, maybe as many as 18,000 or more smoked. And I would say a huge majority of them would not take my advice to quit smoking.
Wow. So I can just see the coach saying, all right, look, number 18 over there, I want you to run at him as fast as you can. Throw your body right as hard as you can. Hit him in the knees. Take him down as hard as you can, and that'll be good. And then the parents cheering this on. The parents watching from the bleachers, watching from the sidelines, cheering this on. Watching your well, yeah, I've heard that from the stands. Kill them. Our daughter was actually all of our children were involved in karate, and they attended the state championship and the regionals and the nationals. And when they were younger, there was no hitting to the head. Absolutely none. And, you know, they wore helmets, their spongy helmets. And I remember running right out into the ring from the bleachers, right out into the ring to stop a fight where this inner city thug punched our daughter right in the head. And the judges are like mad at me for stopping the fight. I mean,
you should have hit them too.
Well, it was an illegal move. It was an illegal move, and so my daughter was stunned. It was like the match just started, and she was a black belt, and so she was kicked in the head. I'm sorry, punched in the head, and our daughter could really kick high. And I said to her, you know, are you okay? And finally, she was, and she was stunned. And I said, now, this is not like what you'd expect your dad to say. I want you to kick her right in the face, right in the head. And so she did. And the point of that was, you think you can get away with this and say, you know, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to, you know, to hit her in the head. So... And our daughter took second place in that because she kicked her in the head after our daughter was punched in the head. So that was okay with me. It's just a game. But the point was, some people can get hurt, and we decided that, you know, after learning how to fight, after having all of our children learn how to fight and defend themselves, we certainly didn't want them to get more banged up. And I know your medical partner, Dr. Sergey Sorin, is a mixed martial arts competitor, and he's been banged up, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. Much as I adore Sergey, I do question habits like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I don't think battling martial arts is a healthy sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Shuley, we've got Greg in California. Greg, welcome.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have a question, or some questions for both of you, actually, but Dr. Shuley first.
Okay.
I'm at the end of my rope dealing with the allopaths known as doctors.
And I'm sorry. That's a wonderful way to put it.
Well, at least you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just been recommended to a holistic doctor. And they've had me on Relafen, Neurontin, and a whole series of painkillers. And I just can't take the toxic poison anymore they're trying to give me.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you had any suggestions for
now. Okay, tell me, where is the pain? What kind? What part of your body?
I got spinal stenosis and degenerative disc disease, which I think everybody has.
How old are you?
54.
Wow, you're awfully young for that kind of problem.
Well, it's ironic that you were talking about playing football and suffering lifelong injuries.
Because,
yeah, that's probably got part to do with it, because, yeah, I played that stupid sport.
Okay.
Fortunately, I didn't have smart people like you around me, you two around me. And then I fell down in my garage, and I got irreparable rotator cuff tears in my right shoulder that they can't repair. And they're telling me they want to stick a prosthetic shoulder blade in me. I'm like, no way. And they just keep pushing all the stuff I don't want.
Well, to be quite honest, the best possible treatment is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy.
Okay.
PEMF. Now, interestingly, I have been working with PEMF for almost 6 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I have developed my own model of it. There are dozens of models available,
mm-hmm.
and for most pain, I would definitely always start with PEMF. It's exquisitely safe.
Mm-hmm.
If it works... And you know, there are people who, if your holistic physician does not offer PEMF, I'd find one who does.
Okay, I haven't seen him yet, so I don't know what he offers.
Right, but find out. I would even find out before you go.
Okay.
Greg, do you want to hold through the break?
Yes, I would like to.
Do you want to hold through the break?
Yes, I would like to.
Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Shuley. Greg in California, I'm Ben Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuler's with us, and Greg in California had some questions, and Dr. Shuler's talking about pulse electromagnetic frequencies. Greg, please continue with your questions for Dr. Shuler.
Is the pulse electromagnetic frequency, is that like the little shocking device they put on your muscles?
Oh, heavens no. It's a very gentle device. In fact, I'm sitting here at my desk with one around my neck. I use it for 2 to 4 hours every day.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Can you make it yourself?
I'm sorry?
Can you make one yourself?
Well, a mutual friend of Vince and made, Luke Cast is a wonderful engineer. And a year and a half ago, he actually brought me one he designed, and then he modified it according to what I wanted, which I call it the chakra sweep, because basically we put into it the frequencies of the seven chakras. And I'm extremely excited about it because it is great for pain relief. It has all kinds of other benefits. And Vince, I haven't told you this yet because last week again, I had the sudden strong suspicion that it will be good for depression. Fortunately, I have never suffered from depression, but we are now testing it to see whether it increases your serotonin. And by next Monday, I expect to have our first results back on that, because if it increases serotonin, as I strongly intuitively believe, wow, it'll be good
for
depression.
There's so many people who are depressed.
I know, and this would be the simplest way in the world to treat it.
And one of the things that I think causes depression is the forecast for a happy life, you know, and the American dream.
You're talking about news in general.
Well, I'm talking about news in general, and I'm talking about a young person graduating high school realizing that it's very difficult to live the American dream. It's very difficult to fight the system. The bureaucracy is oppressive and overwhelming. Taxes are high, and it's hard to get ahead. Families are, the children are living with the parents, the grandparents are living with the parents, and they're all moving in together because they can't afford it. They're losing their cars, their houses. They can hardly afford food. They're on lots of medicines. And the outlook, if you look at, you know, hey, it's going to be a great life, for a lot of people, they've come to the conclusion that it's going to be very difficult for them, and they look at the political system and the lies and the two-tiered system where we have the haves that really have a lot, and then there's the rest of us who are, you know, struggling. I can understand why depression is out there. And then they're out there fighting at the job that they're barely holding on to because the company is just about going out of business. The sales are down, and they're looking around saying, I hope Friday I don't get laid off because, you know, last Friday we had a layoff, and the Friday before we had a layoff, and the Friday before we had a layoff, and I hope it's not my turn on Friday. And, you know, it's tough for them. It really is, Dr. Shealy and Greg.
I agree. Let's face it, the world is in total chaos. But, Greg, mm-hmm. if you can't find a doctor there, a holistic doctor who uses PIMP, drop me a note, email, and let's discuss it.
Okay. I'll do that.
And that would be norm@normshealy.com. norm@normshealy.com. SHEALY.com.
Okay, yeah, and I've quit taking all the medicine they give me because every 3 weeks I'd get the junky flu, and I'm just...
Well, don't stop it suddenly, Greg. You do need to be weaned slowly.
Well, I've already been off it for about a month and a half.
Oh, well, good. Okay, then you are really an excellent candidate for PIMP.
I've got that thing called willpower.
Good on you. What's your birthday?
3462.
Numerologist
says I'm intense. Yeah, so I'm the fellow that called you about 6 months ago and told you I want to stay home and die in peace. A 35-year hospital engineer.
Right.
And, because I know for a fact that the allopaths have and their leadership have a problem with things like being honest and telling the truth.
Yes.
Greg, have you seen cover-ups in hospitals?
I participated in them. I was in a hazardous waste scandal back in the 80s.
Greg, can you hold through and tell us?
Yeah.
Okay. You were involved in a hazardous waste scandal in the 1980s. Very interesting. Greg is going to tell us about it when we come back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shule is with us, and Greg in California, you were going to share with us your thoughts about this cover-up of a hospital waste scandal?
Oh, well, yeah, it was back in the 80s, and I believe it started on the West Coast when there was a story about people dumping medical waste out in the ocean on barges or taking barges of medical waste out, and it mushroomed across the country, and we lost the person or the vendor that was taking hazardous waste. So some genius came up with a great idea that they're going to weld up this steel box on the back of a 66 short bed Chevy pickup truck with with two compartments, one for hazardous waste and one for just regular old hospital waste, which isn't hazardous, right? But so we start hauling this thing.
Good.
We start hauling this creation across town over public roads to another hospital that this group owns where they had an incinerator going in the middle of a neighborhood. And so we did that for about a year, I don't know, a while. Then my coworker got in trouble. He got kind of caught up in the whole drinking and driving thing. So he lost his job. They fired him. He went out and got a lawyer. And the lawyer found out about this waste thing going on with this pickup truck. Because we had no way to clean this thing. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about this hospital waste because I remember stories making the news about barges dumping syringes into the ocean right off the Atlantic coast, you know, just outside of New York City. New Jersey,
well,
I think,
it
was involved.
That was it. So their method to clean this thing was they gave us a bottle of disinfectant. Yeah, just open the top and throw a little bit in there and then wash out the truck. And they had a drain plug on it. Well, we were draining it over the water softening vats of the hospital where the incinerator was. So we couldn't do that anymore, they told us. So you know what they told us next? Just pull the plug and drain it on the way back. Or go up behind the church next door to our property and drain it there. If you can believe that.
So you're talking about a hospital draining leachate into the ground on top of the soil.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I remember these stories from the 1980s, and I at the time I had some rental units. I bought some single family houses and row homes and such, and I remember interviewing a prospective tenant, and I said, "So what do you do?" He said, "Well, I work for DuPont." I said, "Okay, what do you do there?" He goes, "I work the night shift." I said, "Okay, so what do you do in a night shift?" He said, "Well, I work the incinerator." I said, "Well, tell me about it." He said, "Well, you know, we burn stuff at night that we can't burn during the day because people will smell the smell and they'll know what we're doing, so we have to do it, you know, late at night."
Yep.
That's the kind of thing you're talking about.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about.
There you go. Greg, thanks so much for your call.
Oh, hey, can I say something? Can I ask you something,
sure.
Vincent? I, too, have tooling out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with a swastika on it. Like I understand, mm-hmm. you have tooling as such. And I want to ask you one more thing about Doc Graham said when you sign your name, you put a box around it. Could you tell me why you do that?
Well, it's known as the Four Corners Rule.
Uh-huh.
And allegedly, and I'm not 100% sure if this is absolutely true or not, but what you agree to is what's in the box. And if you look at a lot of forms, you'll see this pretty box. Let's say it's an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. That's a form, and it's called a standard form. Well, this is, you know, just sign this because this is a standard form. Well, you might see 3/8 of an inch around the perimeter on all sides, a line, drawing a box around the text, the verbiage, inside that lined in area. So what you're agreeing to is what's within that box, which is all the text, right, of that form.
Right.
So what I try to do is I try to find a spot where I can draw a box where I might sign my name. So I agree to everything within the box where I sign my name, which only includes my name.
You're a smart man.
So my autograph is the only thing within that box.
And is that inside their box or outside their box?
Well, a lot of times it's inside their box, but if I can find a spot outside their box, I'll draw a box outside their box and put my autograph there.
Okay.
And I remember my mom was abused in a hospital, and I'm not saying sexually abused. She was neglected at Merciless Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. And they said, here are the discharge papers, and would you please sign so your mom can be discharged. And I was working on it, and then, you know, another nurse came by, and then another manager came by, and it was like, well, it's taken him a long time to sign his name. And so I had... what I did was I read the entire document, and then what I did was I said, no funds will be dispersed until I meet with the CEO of Mercy.
And have you had that meeting yet?
No.
And you're never going to meet that guy, in my opinion. I think you found a way to pay your bill.
And then I put my autograph in there, and that's all within the box. All that verbiage from me is in the box. And so we have a stalemate, and no funds have been dispersed, and we haven't met.
Mm-hmm.
And I agreed to that.
I don't call it Mercy Left for nothing.
Oh, it's a horrible place.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
It's leadership through the treachery and deception of words.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And if you look at the court system, you have a bunch of encoders and decoders. And the encoders are the lawmakers and the guys who write these rules. And then the decoders would be, the guys that you would hire to interpret what in the heck the rules really mean, because the words they use aren't necessarily the words that we use. Like, for example, one of our instructors, Lynette Murray, was arrested. And the judge said, do you understand me? And she said, no, I overstand you.
I like that. Well, can I tell you what I said last time I was in jury duty?
One last thing. So when we had meetups, you would meet the individuals that I'm talking about. These are just the coolest people on the planet. Of course, the meetups got blown up, so we don't have any more meetups anymore. But these were the most courageous, some of the most courageous people you'd ever want to meet. Get arrested, for many times, and just fight the system from within, without, and they just don't take it. But go ahead, please, Greg.
The last time I was in jury duty, it was, I think it was a meth case.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, the judge asked if anybody had anything they'd like to say or ask. And
mm-hmm.
I got up and I stood told the guy that, yeah, I don't believe in what you're doing in here. And I don't think it's right. And I think mm-hmm. y'all out of control. And I think you're wasting my time and my money.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me in silence.
Yeah. I've never been... fortunate enough to serve on jury duty. Now, I've been called, and I've been interviewed, and I've been in the jury box, but I always get thrown out. Either attorney can dismiss a juror just for whatever reason they decide to dismiss one, and I always get dismissed. They ask me some questions, I tell them the truth, and the next thing I know, Vincent Finelli, you're dismissed. You can stay in the court and view the proceedings, or you can leave. You're free to leave.
I know.
They never let me on the jury.
They don't want your kind on there.
Well, I think they're afraid that I might convince the other jurors what's really happening, and they want me out of there. So I've never been.
Stay. I'm sorry.
I would love to have stayed. I mean, it was not for the $15. it was because I wanted to see how the system is broken.
Yeah,
anything else, Greg?
No, I think I've taken up enough of your time. It was good talking to you again.
Thanks. Have a great day.
I really appreciate what you guys do. Keep it up. Bye.
Thank you. Well, Dr. Sheely, I guess the next question is hormone replacement therapy. And I was reading a story or an article that says that people who take these hormone replacement therapies are 2.7 times more likely to develop breast cancer over 5 years as compared to those who do not take hormone replacement therapy. Any thoughts, Dr. Sheely, from what you've experienced, seen, heard, read, learned?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear what I said?
No, it suddenly got very faint.
Okay. All right. Hormone replacement therapy.
Well, there's a place for it, yeah. Then. mainly, of course, my belief is that the most important thing is to stimulate the body to make its own.
Yes.
And that we can do exquisitely well most of the time in both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't, the one replacement that helps immensely is natural progesterone.
Okay, and have you found any risks? Because what I was reading is some of the medications, I guess these might be synthetic meds, I'm actually not sure, there's a 2.7 times likelihood that a person might develop breast cancer as a result of hormone replacement therapy. Have you heard that?
Right. Yeah, no question.
Okay, so is there a difference between what you're talking about, progesterone, and some of these other meds? Are they different?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The pharmacomafia has been pushing for years artificial things. I mean, they started with horse estrogen, Premarin, one of the first replacement hormones, was made for horses. And I said forever that unless you weigh 800 pounds or more, you shouldn't have Premarin. And then, of course, they made artificial progesterone called Progest-10. They're absolutely horrible. They have many, many, many negative effects. A true natural, that is, it looks just like human natural progesterone cream, seems to be reasonably safe for men and women.
Okay. Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, Dr. Norman Shealy, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And you can get lots of free medical advice just by perusing the website, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at a story, and this isn't specifically a medical question, but it's something I think we all need to know about, and that's why I'd like to bring it up now. There's, we don't normally talk about race on this broadcast, but I think we're going to start doing that. So here it goes. And I'm reading this from the Daily Mail, .co.uk. There's a story that says, black man, 48, is shot in his home by a veteran Indianapolis cop after he called the police for help with a robbery. So according to this post, Carl Williams was shot after he called the police to catch a robber. And he called the police after his wife was robbed by a man with a long gun. So there was a man allegedly with a long gun, and Carl Williams called the cops because his wife was attempted to be robbed by this man. And so when Carl Williams exited his garage, the cops shot the victim. The cops shot the man who called 911. They shot him in the stomach. And here's the whole point of that. First of all, never call 911 because someone's going to get shot or someone's going to jail. That's my thoughts. The guy who was the alleged robber is still on the run. So the victim's husband, who called 911, was shot. Now here's what, if you mistakenly call 911 for help, and you are the victim, here's what you absolutely positively need to do. You need to say, I am the victim. I'm wearing a red shirt. Do not shoot me. I am the victim. Because what happens when the cops come, they come with guns drawn. And they like to shoot people. That's one story. Here's another story. A trooper shot dead, this is at dailymail.co.uk as well, a trooper shot dead an unarmed deaf father. What happened? Well, the trooper was pulling over this deaf man. He's 29 years old. The deaf man was 29 years old for an alleged speeding violation on Interstate 485. And it says that the alleged speeder led the officer on a brief chase. Now, what does that mean? So a guy is deaf, and the lights and sirens come on. If he's deaf, he might not have heard the, depending on how deaf he was, he might not have heard the sirens, might not have seen the lights, might have done what I do and driven to a safe place. So in the police report, I guess they call that a brief chase. Now, it could, you know, the image we might have is this guy's weaving through traffic and speeding and cutting people off and jumping the sidewalk or whatever a police chase conjures up in your mind. I have a feeling that's not the case. I have a feeling that what happened was he ultimately learned that that he was being pulled over. He pulls over and gets out of his car. So the man who was operating the vehicle, this 29-year-old man, gets out of his vehicle, does not speak. He's speech impaired. He's hearing impaired. He's deaf. And he walks toward the cop, and the cop shoots him. Unarmed. This man's unarmed. This has got to stop. And I don't think it's going to stop until we start suing the individuals who are killing us. Bring them to court. Bring them to justice. And make them pay for their crimes of murder. Dr. Shealy, would you say that when a police officer has 5 seconds to decide whether he's going to discharge his weapon on an unarmed person, is that murder or is that an accident? What do you think?
Well, it's at least homicide.
Homicide. There you go. Homicide.
You know, I think there is a legal difference between the two terms, but I'm not quite sure what it means.
Okay. We come back and we talk about sleep and resetting the brain. And there's a teacher who wants to eliminate homework in Godley, Texas, G-O-D-L-E-Y, Texas, so that the students can spend more time with their family. What are your thoughts on no homework for high school students?
Class, we'll be right back. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.